How many enjoy waiting? I'll begin in just a moment. That just came to me. Since September 6th, people have been telling me, this will take time. Just give it time. If one more person says that to me, run. Because I'll just hit you in the face. But moment by moment, God is faithful. He goes before us. And I'm not making this up. I'm writing my own testimony every day, as are you, as are those who have gone before us. Way back in, give me a minute to find the date. Sometime, it's 17-something. It was on the inner world. It's not in the hymnal. It should, but in the 1700s, Francis Ridley Havergal wrote this message. The title of the hymn is Another Year is Dawning. And the lyric is, another year is dawning, dear Father, let it be. In working or in waiting, another year with thee. Another year of progress, another year of praise, another year of proving thy presence all the days. Can you imagine going a day without Jesus? I mean, when you're having a bad hair day, I mean, but when you have a near miss with a motorcycle or your hips are falling apart or you have a stroke or whatever the case may be, we're living, walking, breathing testimonies that there is a God. The Bible has much to say about waiting. God wants us to know that waiting is not a passive activity in which we do nothing. Scriptures tell us that God wants us to be actively participating in the work He desires to accomplish. And I promise it's not always comfortable. But given enough time, waiting has a way of cultivating good fruit in our lives, such as patience, and perseverance. And thank you, Donna, for saying, and drawing us closer to God. I can honestly say I've never been closer to God than I have been in the last 6 months. And I have tried desperately not to say, where are you, God? And you know, if you've been here for years, that I always say, when times get tough, and I think God's gone away, it's not where are you, God, it's where am I, God. People ask me, so how are you doing? And my response is, going forward, like I'm not going backwards. That's what we'll look at in just a couple minutes. So waiting cultivates good fruit in our lives. It also draws us closer to our Savior. It also points those who are watching to the gospel. So with that said, what are we to be doing while we're waiting? This isn't an exhaustive list. But we need to believe God who saved you hears your cries. We just spent 32 minutes in prayer in Christ Little Tapahakan Church praise because prayer works. We see it every week, sometimes twice a week. Anyway. Have you ever felt like your prayers are barely making their way past the clouds? Maybe like me, you have prayed for years about something, and God has seemed silent. It is in times like these that God demonstrates his love and mercy towards us. When we were still his enemies. Never forget the powerful words of Romans 8:32. Since he did not even spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, won't he also give us everything else? In other words, the cross is our guarantee that God is for us and committed to giving us everything that lines up with his will. If only we could know everything he knows is best for us. We are to be content with that understanding and wait patiently for his answer, which are absolutely always best in his timing. I want to be made whole now. I want to be made whole 5 months ago. I'm so sick and tired of being sick and tired. So what else are we to be doing while we wait? We wait with expectancy. I expect this bungee cord that you can't see that's attached to my arm to be cut. Like, I feel like I have to pull the extra 12 pounds all the time. My hand feels like it's asleep all the time. And if I move it just right, oh, it hurts so good. I'm so sick of it. Just wait with expectancy. I expect God to heal me and make me whole. I've seen it. There was a day, and that's all I could do with my thumb. Wait for it. That's what I'm talking about there. That's the God I serve. Took me 3 days to will my hand to roll over. Wait a minute. Wait a moment. This is nothing I did. God has been so faithful to provide young kids who spent 6 or 7 years in college learning how to help people with a deficit be strong. I'm so thankful for the care I've been receiving. So take a lesson from this model prayer in Psalm 5, verses 1 through 3. O Lord, hear me as I pray. Pay attention to my groaning. Listen to my cry for help, my King and my God, for I pray to no one but you. Listen to my voice in the morning, Lord. Each morning I bring my request to you and wait expectantly. Is that how you begin your day? Lord, go me for me. Show me who I can talk with and give me the words to say that they're prepared to hear. This is my request, Lord. Make my hand strong. Not so I can be more comfortable, but so you get the glory. When I get discharged from the rehab 5 months ago, I was walking up and down the hallways going, you want to see a miracle? Like, I could just barely move my thumb. It didn't matter who you were. I'm like, want to see a miracle? I can't wait for God to be done doing whatever he's doing in and through me. Thankfully, I need to go back because that won't make sense. God has been faithful to answer many of my prayers, often in different ways than I would have anticipated. Thankfully, God doesn't answer my prayers the way I want, but he knows that the only way to do what he and I both desire will at times involve varying degrees of discomfort in my life. Growing in humility means pride must be done away with. Learning to live like Jesus requires that we say no to our constant demand for selfish desires, wanting our own way and putting ourselves first. Growing in patience inevitably involves some form of waiting, whether in a long time, in a long line at a traffic light to make a left turn, or a lifetime for a loved one to come to Christ. When we lay our request before God, it is by faith that we wait and watch in anticipation of God working his good work in us and others. I can't wait to see what God does with Andrew. Is it Andrew? God knows. And Fiona. And we get to see it. How cool is the God we serve? We can be tempted to put our hopes in things that may disappoint us in the end. We can hope a doctor will have the ability to make us well. A teacher will give us a passing grade so we can move on. A spouse will love us. Our employer will compensate us for our labors, or a friend will offer to help us. It's only when we put our hope in Christ that we can wait with confidence and know we will not be put to shame. There's only one place to go to for reassurance during hard times, and that is the cross. It's been my experience that God allows us to experience disappointments in life to teach us that nothing else will truly satisfy or provide us with a firm foundation to stand upon. God's word is unshakable. I'm sharing lyrics from a hymnal, and I'm sharing lyrics from God's word of men and women who have gone on before us, and they testify to how God helps them to prevail in all things. We can wait for the Lord, knowing no matter how dark the night is, his light will break through in our lives, bringing in abundant joy through a more intimate relationship with Christ. If we don't have Jesus, we have no hope. And life is hard. So trust in the Lord while you're waiting, not in your own understanding. Take heed to the instruction found in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. I'm just going forward. I'll do my best not to waver to the left or to the right, because I know his way is best. His plan has a purpose. Why is it so tempting for us to depend on our own wisdom rather than the wisdom of an all-wise God? Did I bump my head? Wait, yes, I did. It's our nature. What makes us think we know better than he does as to what's best for us? Scripture speaks clearly about how to live life abundantly forever with Christ. Yet all too easily we justify our sin and we do what's right in our own eyes. Seasons of waiting reveal where we're placing our trust. Listen to the words of Psalm 5, 7, and 8. Because of your unfailing love, I can enter your house. I will worship at your temple with deepest awe. Lead me in the right path, O Lord, or my enemies will conquer me. Make your way plain for me to follow. It's easy to say we trust God, but our response to delays, frustrations, and difficult situations exposes where we are actually placing our hope. Am I convinced that God is listening when I pray? Yes. Do I believe he is good in every circumstance? Yes. Do I accept that these circumstances are sovereign and ordained by God? Yes. That's not natural. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my life. When we choose to wait on the Lord, trusting him completely, we not only honor God, but encourage others to put their hope in him as well. So while we wait, we're to be strong and take courage. Listen to Psalm 27, 13 and 14. Yet I am confident I will see the Lord's goodness while I'm here in the land of the living. Verse 14. Wait patiently for the Lord. Be brave and courageous. Yes, wait patiently for the Lord. Consider Psalm 31, verses 23 and 24. Love the Lord, all you godly ones. For the Lord protects those who are loyal to him, but he harshly punishes the arrogant. So be strong and courageous, all you who put your hope in the Lord. It's the gospel that has taught me that enduring strength and courage will never be found in myself, but in Christ. I'm empowered to be courageous when I meditate on the sovereign rule and the power of God and his abundant goodness in sending a Savior to set me free. I remember my light momentary affliction is preparing me for an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. I think it's been said earlier this morning, the best is yet to come. Why is it so tempting for us to demand to depend on our own wisdom rather than the wisdom of our all-wise God? Jesus said, I will never leave you nor forsake you, ever. He is Emmanuel, God with us. Maybe I should say that differently. God with us. That's crazy. Wrap your fingers around that. That's a promise that will sustain us while we wait for answers to prayer, but even more as we wait for the day of his return. And oh, what a day that will be. Could be today. I'd be good with that. Times of waiting can be seen as opportunities to experience God's goodness. Psalm 27:13 says, yet I am confident I will see the Lord's goodness while I'm here in the land of the living. Add to that Lamentations 3:25, where we read, the Lord is good to those who depend on him, to those who seek him. Are you searching for him? We can learn so much from God's word. When my focus is on my problems and what God has or has not given me, I'm prone to give in to grumbling, complaining, discontentment, bitterness, and selfishness. When I define goodness by what brings me most comfort, happiness, and gratification in this life, then anything that threatens these things can tempt me to question God's love and goodness. God demonstrated his goodness when Christ took on the wrath of God that we deserve, making a way for us to be set free from the power of sin and our enemy, Satan, whose number one focus is to steal, kill, and destroy, listen, our eternal joy and peace. For those who have eyes to see, seasons of waiting offer countless opportunities to witness God at work in and through us for our eternal good and his glory. Wait for God's promise instead of going your own way. Acts 1 offers a snapshot of how we as followers of Christ are to operate through the power of the Holy Spirit. Verse 4 shows there will be times of waiting. And what we see them doing while they're waiting is they wait for instruction. We see them gathering together to pray. Scripture offers plenty of examples of saints who got weary of waiting for God and chose to do things their own way. I've given into that temptation as well, and it doesn't go well. God's goodness is promised for those who wait patiently for him, no matter how long, regardless of how hopeless things appear to us, even when it seems to cost us everything. Search for him. Jesus said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Ephesians 3:20 tells us God is able to do far more than all that we ask or think according to his power at work within us. When we wait for him, we'll never be disappointed. So while we wait, we should be steadfast in prayer, being watchful with thanksgiving. Can I say thank you for this stroke? Yes. Like six years ago, the tip of my finger was cut off and I got a pretty violent infection. It's taken 4 years for me to be able to use this finger. Like I couldn't pull a weed for 4 years without my hand going insane because of the sensation. It's been 4 years since I've been able to sit or stand without getting up from a chair using my arms. And by God's grace, he took my ability to use my left arm, but he gave me the ability to stand without my arms. So I take this as a good thing, not a bad thing. It's all about my perspective. Be strong and steadfast in prayer, being watchful with thanksgiving. Colossians 4:2-4, verses 2 and 3 reminds us, devote yourselves to prayer with an alert mind and a thankful heart. Pray also, pray for us too, that God will give us many opportunities to speak about his mysterious plan concerning Christ. Another temptation we face when God does not seem to be answering our prayers is to stop praying, or worse, to stop expecting him to move. What may happen is we give way to a spirit of cynicism, rather than thanking God for who he is and all he has done for us. While God may not answer in our timing or the way we expect, he will accomplish his good purpose in our lives as we wait for him and persevere in prayer. Remember, no, I have to change that inflection. Remember the blessings yet to come when I can arm wrestle again. Isaiah 30, verse 18 says, "So the Lord must wait for you to come to him so he can show you his love and compassion. For the Lord is a faithful God. Blessed are those who wait for his help." As long as our hope is set on this life, the things that gratify our flesh, there's a good chance we'll feel frustrated, discouraged, even hopeless. Jesus came to offer us eternal joy and freedom from sin. Although we've been set free from sin, yes, sin's power is still in us and around us. Thankfully, the gospel assures us as true followers of Christ that God is for us and works all things together for good, for those who love him, to those who've been called according to his purpose. I have no idea what the rest of 2024 holds for me, but I know the one who goes before me. During long or even short seasons of waiting, our hearts will be encouraged to remember that the best is yet to come. One day sin will be no more. We will be free from self's demands and temptations and experience everlasting joy. In the meantime, stay the course God has set in place. To make it through this life, we must keep God's word. Yep, there it is. Close to our hearts, and stop fighting the battle that's already been won. I'll close with these words from 1 Peter 1, 13 through 25. So prepare your minds for action and exercise self-control. Put all your hope in the glorious salvation that will come to you when Jesus Christ is revealed in the world. So you must live as God's obedient children. Don't slip back into your old ways of living to satisfy your own desires. You didn't know any better then, but now you must be holy in everything you do, just as God, who chose you, is holy. For Scripture says, "You must be holy because I am holy." And remember that the Heavenly Father to whom you pray has no favorites. He will judge or reward you according to what you do. So you must live in reverent fear of him during your time here as a temporary resident. For you know that God has paid a ransom to save you from the empty life you inherited from your ancestors. And it was not paid with mere gold or silver, which lose their value. It was the precious blood of Christ, the sinless, spotless Lamb of God. God chose him as your ransom long before the world began, but now, in these last days, he has been revealed for your sake. Through Christ, you have come to trust in God, and you have placed your faith and hope in God because he raised Christ from the dead and gave him great glory. You were cleansed from your sins when you obeyed the truth, so now you must show sincere love to each other as brothers and sisters. Love each other deeply with all your heart, for you have been born again, but not to a life that will quickly end. Your new life will last forever because it comes from an eternal, living word of God. As the scriptures say, people are like grass. Their beauty is like a flower in the field. The grass withers and the flower fades. but the word of God remains forever. And that word is the good news that was preached to you. So get out there and do something while you wait, because the best is yet to come. Father, I thank you that you do promise to go before us, that you are a faithful God, that you have a plan and a purpose for our lives. I pray that the seasons of our waiting would be short and effective to bring about your will and purpose. I pray that we would actively seek to serve you in all that 2024 holds for us. I ask these things in the matchless power of Jesus' name. Amen.